My guest at this time is Mia Love. She is a Republican running for Utah's brand new 4th Congressional District, which was created as a result of Utah's population growth in the last decade and reflected in the 2010 census. So it's a brand new opportunity for both parties to pick up a seat. Utah, of course, is a Republican-leaning state, and so Mia is certainly hoping to win that GOP nomination. She enters the race as a mayor of Saratoga Springs, Utah, and a former council member in that town as well. And Mia, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
What convinced you to run for this open seat?
I sat and I talked to my family. I looked at the direction that this country is going in, and I thought to myself, is there anyone in this race that can actually get something done? After a lot of convincing from friends, relatives, people who have been involved in the party for a long time, I decided that if there's something that I can do that's positive, then it's my obligation to do it. If I could turn this country around in a positive direction, then I have to do it.
What do you see as stemming from your experience or stemming from your ideology that you believe is missing in Washington and even missing among the other candidates in this race? So what will be your greatest asset if you're elected?
My greatest asset is the economy, my ability to cut spending. If you think about the things that we really need to do right now, Washington, it's pretty messed up. We've got overspending, we've got overregulation, our tax code is a mess, and we're crippling this nation by giving everything to everyone. We've come away from ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country, to what can you do for me? From representatives, senators, to the president, what can you do for me? And right now, what we really need to do is roll up our sleeves and do what we did in Saratoga Springs in 2008, and that is cut spending. We're going to have to get in there, roll up our sleeves, get rid of all of the excess that we do not need. We're going to have to reform entitlement programs and work on some of those things. And, you know, I have my ability on the city council has been to work with others and be able to get things done. And that's what we did. And Saratoga Springs is in phenomenal financial standing right now.
We're talking with Mia Love, Republican candidate for Congress in Utah's 4th Congressional District. And Mia, it was just 2 years ago that Utah was the scene of a pretty vigorous shakeup inside the Republican Party when at the Republican State Convention, the longtime Senator Bob Bennett was defeated. Mm-hmm. Mike Lee got the nomination because he was considered to be more conservative, more small government minded. As you look at yourself compared to the other candidates in the race, how do you think you stack up in terms of the way Utah seems to be trending?
There are a lot of people in the race right now. They've gone in and they've championed a lot of this social issues, which is really important, and I support those things. However, my niche is, again, getting this country in better financial standing. Our businesses are failing because we're overregulating. Again, we've got to change our policy. We incentivize and reward bad behavior and punish good behavior. That's where I differ. I'm focused on the economic issues. I'm focused on the financial issues, and I'm focused on some of the programs that cripple Americans. Some of the welfare programs, means-tested programs, different things that continue to grow. And if those programs are growing, they're certainly not working. So that's where my focus is, and I'm hoping that resonates to everyone from Tea Party to moderate. Actually, it's time for us to stop worrying about PR and what's going to be popular and work on the things that will save our country.
Now let's talk about just a couple of issues quickly as we have a few minutes left in our conversation here, Mia. You mentioned the state of the economy. Just want to get your thoughts on where you would come down on a number of these issues. We just saw another extension of the debt ceiling since the Congress was unable to get the two-thirds necessary to block the president's request. When it comes to spending, is your approach to limit the growth of spending? Is it to stop deficit spending altogether? How would you approach that?
One, there's a lot of fat that we can cut. We have to start looking at programs that are going to make a difference. It's unpopular to talk about, but then again, you know, we've got way too many people that are worried about what's popular and what's not popular, PR and what's not. I mean, we've got to work on Social Security. We certainly don't want to pull the rug out from anybody that is on Social Security right now, but there are things that we can do to reform it. We can increase the age of retirement. We can take, instead of taking the highest 35 years of wages, we do 40. We can lower the cost of living increase. None of those things affect the people that are on it today. But we've got to make it so that we're not running a deficit on that program. We've got to start tackling Medicare, Medicaid, Medicaid block grants, $750 billion over 10 years. That's what that, you know, that is. We have to start tackling our tax code, is start lowering the rates and broadening the base. So that way our businesses aren't spending, aren't so overly taxed, and people who are working aren't so heavily taxed. We all share the cost of what it takes to make this country nationally safe. And what I mean by that is our military. There's also stuff in our military that we can cut. We've got F-35s that is in there. We've got several things. We want to make sure that our soldiers have exactly what they need to do their job and keep Americans safe, but cut some of the waste that's in there. There's so many things that we can look at. Energy. We can look at those 42 million Americans that are on food stamps. These are the things I'm talking about. There's a whole list of things that we can go through and we can slash. Somebody's got to do it. And I think that 2012 is the time where we sit down and we do some hard things, but it's going to save our country at the end.
You mentioned energy. You mentioned the military. You mentioned fiscal discipline. Real quickly, the president's health care plan, would you vote to keep it, vote to reform it, vote to repeal it?
I would vote to repeal it. Scratch it. Start all over. Does not work. It's going to cost us a lot of money, and it gives us less choices. I would repeal it. $1.8 trillion over 10 years. We can't afford it.
Well, that's certainly going to be a major issue on the campaign trail at most levels this year in 2012, from the White House race all the way down. Mia, thank you very much for being with us. We'll certainly be tracking your progress in the race in Utah's 4th Congressional District. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Mia Love, again, Republican candidate for Congress in Utah's 4th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.